For instance, if they know that Jamiroquai, who's an awesome player, by the way, is innocent, but the village, getting desperate, is singling him out to kill, the detective has to somehow steer the focus elsewhere without being too obvious, lest the mafia smell a rat and kill them in the next round. You know, like, I don't know, I gotta say, I'm not sure Jamiroquai is in the mafia. I mean, he hasn't been farting, and usually he farts when he's nervous, but Taniqua, on the other hand, I think it might be Taniqua because, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so now the second stage, morning. The mayor will now say, "Village, wake up, it's morning." And everyone opens their eyes and lifts their head. Those new to the game that have been picked to be in the mafia usually make a big show of waking up. It's a pretty good sign of guilt. Now for the fun part. After a brief pause, the mayor continues, "Village, wake up, it's morning. Brian, you're dead." Oh shit, Brian's dead. Now, Brian and all dead people may not say a fucking word. They have to get up and out of the circle immediately without any of that, "Oh man, I told you it was me, it's April, I'm telling you." None of that. It is the mayor's job to strictly enforce this rule because some stupid people inadvertently give shit away as they're leaving. Brian will now stand outside of the circle and observe the mechanics of your friends lying to your face. This becomes, second to none, the best part of participating. Once the game is moving along and the paranoia starts seeping into the room like so much Cyclone B, now things start to kick in as the village all talk amongst themselves, trying to suss out who's in the mafia. Accusations are flung far and wide, sometimes with some expertise and sometimes it's just a bunch of, "I don't know, you just seem suspicious, the way you're sitting there all unsuspicious-like." The mayor lets the village prod and discuss for a few minutes and then, based on the mayor's discretion, will step back into the circle and call the village to order. Now it's time for people to make formal accusations as to whom they think is in the mafia. If someone seconds someone's accusation, then the accusers explain why the accusation has been made. Then the accused is allowed to defend themselves. Usually there are 2 to 4 people accused per round. Then, when everyone's satisfied that they've had their say, a vote is taken. You only get to vote once each round, and you can't change your vote unless there's a revote. The person, let's call him Jaleel, with the most votes is killed. Again, they have to leave immediately and can't say anything. They can't do that half-mumbly, "Oh, this is bullshit. I know Amy's in the mafia. I'm telling you, you guys fucked up." The mayor will then turn to the village and say, "Jaleel was," pause for nail biting, "hanging on the edge of your seat," dramatic effect, "not in the mafia," or is, if that's the case. Also, if Jaleel was a detective, the mayor will note this as well. Now the shit starts to get weird. The mayor should immediately have the village go back to sleep. Sometimes you have to yell at the top of your lungs, "Village, it's nighttime. Go to sleep. Go to fucking sleep. For Christ's sakes. Judy, this means you. Judy, shut the fuck up. Now, mafia, open your eyes and choose somebody to kill." Well, this goes on and on until either the mafia kills off the entire village or the village kills off the mafia. As you can imagine, it gets really intense toward the end, especially if out of 5 or 4 players left, there are 2 or 3 mafia remain among them. I mean, you get to see people pleading their innocence as if they were hostages. Husbands and wives will turn on each other and lie to each other's faces with an earnestness and stoicism worthy of Patrick Henry. The real beauty of the game comes when you're playing your 3rd or 4th consecutive game. Each game lasts anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, give or take. And you've had an opportunity from the sidelines to watch how slick, or not so slick, your friends who are secretly in the mafia are. Truly, the best moment in the game, outside of being alive and on the winning team at the end, is after you've been killed and have taken your place outside the circle, and your anger has subsided, and you've gone to the kitchen with the other dead people milling about pleading your case, and you've guessed incorrectly as to who's in the mafia, and then the mayor says, "It's nighttime, village. Go to sleep. Mafia, wake up and pick somebody to kill." And you watch as the people you weren't even close to guessing slowly and quietly raise their heads and pick off one more villager. Oh my God, I can't believe it's Tanya and Patrick and Leslie. Those fucking assholes! Can you believe that line of shit she was feeding everybody about being too tired to be in the mafia? Fuck! I can't wait to play again!